At the end of this week's parasha of Vayishlach, we have an account of Esav's wives and children, and we're told that amongst his wives he took Viet Basamat bat Yishmael achot Nevayot. Basamat, who was the daughter of Yishmael and the sister of Nevayot. And Rashi, on the Pasuk, comments that elsewhere she's called Machalat. At the end of Parashat Toldot, the daughter of Yishmael is called Machalat. And according to Chazal, this was one and the same person. And Rashi says, Matzinu ba'agadat midrash sefer Shmuel. We have an agadic midrash which tells us that there are three groups of people who have all their sins atoned for, all their sins forgiven. Who are those three categories of people? Gershinit Gayer, a convert who becomes Jewish, Vaholeli Gdula, a person who's promoted to a position of importance, Vahanosei Ishan, a person who gets married. And how do we know that? Because we find that Basamat was called Machalat, indicating Shenimchelu Avonotav, that his sins were forgiven. And the Shulchan Aruch in Evin HaEzer, Simon Samach Aleph Se'if Aleph, has the Rama mentioning that there's a minhag that the Chatan and Kala fast on the day of their wedding. Now, we find in this Rashi that the reason for this fast is because of Mechilat Avonot, because of the sins for being forgiven, but other Rishonim give a number of other reasons why there is such a minhag. The Maharam Mintz, a 15th century German posek who was a contemporary of the Trumat HaDeshen, he said a further reason, in addition to Rashi's reason, is Shelo Yishtakru, so the Chatan and Kala should be sober and very focused when it comes to their wedding ceremony. This is an immensely important occasion. We don't want a situation where the Chatan or the Kala has been down the pub beforehand, had a few drinks and weaved their way to the chuppah and is barely able to stand and appreciate the gravity of the ceremony that's being conducted. Mahari Baruna, also another German 15th century posek, he says that the reason for fasting is Kedei Levatel Gzeirot Ra'ot, in order to try and cancel out any evil decrees that might have been made in heaven against the couple. And the Tashbates, also a contemporary from the 15th century, though this time from Sfarad, says that it's to represent or replicate the fast of Bnei Israel on the day of Matan Torah, so therefore also Chatan and Kala fast on the Biyom Chatunato, Biyom Simchat Libo, on the day of their great joy and the day of their wedding. So we've got these four reasons. There are various nafkaminas, various practical differences between the opinions. One nafkamina will be if a father is marrying off his daughter under the age of bat mitzvah, which happened in olden times. So if it's to do with mechilat avonot, then there's no reason why the father should fast on behalf of his daughter. But if it's so that there should be Kovod Rosh, a sense of gravity and an appreciation of the importance of the ceremony and the kinyan that's taking place, then it might well make sense that a father accepting Kesef Kiddushin should fast. There's further nafkamina with regard to if the chuppah takes place during the day, or if the chuppah takes place at night. If the reason for fasting is so that the Chatan and Kala shouldn't be drunk under the chuppah or intoxicated, then if the chuppah is taking place during the day, as soon as the chuppah is over, the Chatan and Kala should be able to break their fast. If the chuppah is at night, though, they shouldn't be able to break their fast until after the chuppah, even though it might be a couple of hours after the halachic day has ended. Conversely, if the reason is because of mechilat avonot, forgiveness of sins, then even if the chuppah takes place during the day, it would make sense to say that the Chatan and Kala have to fast the entire day, whereas if the chuppah takes place at night, then we could assume that they could break their fast at nightfall. So this is actually a machloket poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan is machmir on this point. The Aruch HaShulchan has a bad press of always being makel, but that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes he's machmir. In this instance, he's machmir. He says even if the chuppah takes place at night, the Chatan and Kala have to fast through till the chuppah, and the Chochmat Adam is Mekel and says, no, if it takes place at night, then they can break their fast at nightfall. Certainly, I think everybody is Mekel that if the chuppah takes place during the day, to break their fast under the chuppah. Rav Avadia Yosef in Yechaveh Dad, Chelek Dal of Simon Samach Aleph, has a tshuva on this subject and makes the observation that this minhag of Chatan and Kala fasting is virtually unknown amongst the Sfardim. And he says that's right, that they shouldn't fast, and certainly if the wedding is taking place during the day, because it's not right that on this gloriously happy and joyous day that Chatan and Kala should be immersed in fasting. Nevertheless, the minhag of Ashkenazim generally is to fast, though it's obviously not a very stringent fast, and if either Chatan and Kala have difficulty fasting, then they should certainly not attempt to do so. An interesting related minhag is brought down by the Rama in the Darche Moshe in Orach Chaim Sim Taf Kuf Samach, where he says some people have a minhag that the parents of the couple fast on the day that their children get married. Ad Kan.